Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, certified transformational health coach, nurse, fitness trainer, educator, Blog Talk Radio host, and best-selling author. Today I want to talk about mindset, which is the key to our balanced health. Do you remember when I spoke about how powerful our mind is and how it can affect our body, mind, and finances? Do you remember when I was talking about a person in my life whom I love dearly, whose body just kind of shut down whenever anything excited happened? Was it positive or negative? It didn't matter. The mind just did not process it correctly and literally shut her body down. Well, so I have learned quite a few things over the last few years in regards to mindset, and that's actually what I want to share with you. Sometimes we just don't think about how important it is, though it is extremely important that we know that we are in charge of our body, mind, and finances, and that the three of them belong together and make it a complete circle. So let me just tell you a little bit about, you know, something that we do or should do daily to actually work on our mindset, which is read something positive. What I usually do is when I get up, I do what needs to be done, then I have my breakfast. And after breakfast, I usually read something positive, be it a few pages or a chapter or a couple of them, depending on how long they are and what my schedule is for the day. But there is not one day that goes by that I haven't read something. Well, there are days where it's a little bit more difficult than others, though there's a solution for everything. So when I'm working from home, and I don't have time in the morning to read first thing, what I do, and it might sound funny, but it works, is take the book to the bathroom. And when I go and need to do my business is over. And that gives me usually a couple of pages and something positive to think about. Now, if you cannot do that, or you choose not to do that, you can have a lot of amazing books or on audiobooks, audio tapes, or you can have somebody else who's riding in the car with you read to you, or you can listen to a podcast and put your headset on, your headphones on, except when you're in the car, you need to be careful that one ear, I think, is exposed to hear what's happening on the road. So these are all little things that we can do, but they really help us being happy and healthy. So, is there a way that we can rewire our mindset? That was a question that was asked of me a while ago, and I wasn't sure. Then I took that webinar, and I go, oh my, it really works. So we can actually rewire our mindset positive, that we will have then a healthy mind, which creates a healthy body, which creates healthy finances, time freedom, abundant, healthy lifestyle. I think most of us really would enjoy that and will enjoy it when we get there. When the mind is in distress, depression kicks in. When depression kicks in, what happens next? Our body gets ill. And then we have to go to the doctor. And you know that most doctor visits cost money. And then what does the doctor do? Not all by choice, but sometimes they have to. They have to order tests or medications, which usually cost us money out of pocket. And then when we take medications, we might have side effects. I don't know if you remember when I told you about my time when I had to go to the doctor and get my flu shot, the pneumonia shot, to protect my father-in-law, who was in his later 80s, as an amputee, diabetic, Alzheimer's, and dementia. And so the doctors thought it would behoove me to get those two shots as a protection for myself and to protect my frail father-in-law. I did go in, and within less than 2 hours, I had totally lost my voice. My vocal cords were soaked rounds of prednisone, and I gained weight up to 180 pounds and was in distress and couldn't talk and couldn't take care of my clients because I couldn't say anything. So everything had to be done in writing, be it text or messaging and whatnot. And that wasn't that much fun. So I couldn't progress that fast at that time with what my passion is actually all about, helping people getting healthy, body, mind, and finances. And so since then, I've been much more careful and cautious in what I'm doing, when I'm doing it, where I'm going. And right now with that coronavirus, it's usually only transmitted when you touch your face because it goes through the nasal or mouth oral passages, and then it goes into the lungs, and that's the way it affects us. So if we don't touch our face and wash our hands all the time or have a sanitizer with us. Young Living Essential Oils has an amazing sanitizer called Thieves. And you just use a drop or two on your hands and rub it, and then they're disinfected. And all the bacteria on there actually get killed. So we don't need to worry about if, by example, or by accident, we touch our face, we won't have any bacteria on it because we already took care of it. So that's the main thing. So what I'm saying with this is presently, while this virus is actually active, let's be very cautious. Figure out what we need to do, that we have always either a soap or a disinfectant with us in the purse or backpack or whatever we carry around or in our pockets. So should we shake hands with somebody, you don't know what they did or if they coughed in their hands, disinfect your hands or wash your hands immediately before you touch or do anything else, because it is by touch and inhaling through nose or mouth that we actually spread this disease. So let's be cautious about it. Let's make sure we can prevent all negative side effects and not carry that virus any further, but kind of work on being self-conscious and protect ourselves and make sure that it doesn't happen. This morning, I just read an article from a doctor who said that the masks that we get over the counter are okay, but not great because they have a pocket on the side. Unless we get the ones that just wear with the nose clip that tightens around the nose. So there is no gap, which means we don't spread it. We don't spread the germs or the virus, and we can't really inhale it. But if we just get the regular cheap masks with that gap, we can still get the virus. So again, let's be very cautious in what we're doing to protect ourselves, to protect our loved ones, and make sure that nothing is happening, and avoid that catch 22. So another thing that we can do, if we are in doubt about something, we don't want to go into a negative mindset. So we do want to work on rewiring our brain to avoid illnesses that we don't really need to get. And the Stop Challenge Choose method that I've been sharing many a times, and I'm going to say it again for once. And if anybody wants that in writing, just let me know and I'll send you the message. The STOP stands for the red light. You know, it's kind of like a traffic light. Red is stop. And take a deep, slow breath to help bring your emotions under control. And then we go to amber because the light switches, especially in Europe, it goes from red to amber to green before you can go. So you have a preparation time. So the amber is to challenge yourself by thinking about why you're feeling or acting the way you are. and ask yourself, is this even true? And then the green light comes on and you choose the behavior that supports what you really want. And I love this. That's why I made myself a 5x7 card and I have it on the refrigerator. Why? Well, let me say this. My husband eats very healthy, but he can eat a few foods that I should not eat at this time. And so they are in the refrigerator. And when I open the refrigerator and I don't know exactly what I want, and I look and I see his homemade yummy desserts or homemade cookies or homemade lemon custard or homemade this or that, I'm very tempted on eating some. However, when I think before I open the refrigerator and I take a minute to go through the stuff challenge choose, I usually can realign my thoughts and I know what I need, what serves me, what serves my purpose, be it, you know, mental health, physical health, or financial health. And I just go, this is pretty darn awesome. So just three words, and I've been able to prevent doing things that did not serve me. So I'm asking you, why don't you do it for 66 days? Create new positive habits and a new positive mindset, and then let me know how it makes you feel. I love feedback. It's greatly appreciated. And the reason why I say 66 days, there are different rules out there how long it takes to create a habit. But for you to create a habit that's going to stick with you, it usually takes 66 days. And let me say that when you miss 2 days in a row, you have one more chance. And if you miss 3 days in a row, you need to start all over again with day one till you have 66 days that you did not skip. And put that note on the refrigerator. Put it wherever it is, because there are snacks in there. Or when you go eat out, get with you and think about what you're eating, why you're eating it, how it serves you, if it nourishes you or if it's just empty, greasy, fatty, sugary, salty calories that you don't, your body doesn't really need, and it does more harm to you. So having said that, I want to offer you a gift. When you choose to sign up as a client to get healthy now, be it healthy body, healthy mind, or healthy finances, today until the end of February 2020, that's 3 days, including today, and the 29th is probably by 5 p.m., I will give you a $50 wellness credit towards your starter kit, looking forward to guiding you and journeying you and make sure you achieve your goals. So you achieve your goals like I achieved mine, and that makes you a happier, healthier person. That's my goal for you and for me. The more people I get to journey with and help, the more I learn, the better I become, and the easier it is for me to journey with you and help you. So in order for you to sign up, ask me questions, give me suggestions, whatnot, go to dythomson@gmail.com and put in the subject line BTR or get healthy now or choose to become a client or something, or choose to explore to something that means anything to me and that has to do with the show, so I can fish it out of the spam folder, because every first email goes in the spam folder and I look through every one of them before I delete. If I can rescue them and make them non-spam, then they're going to be answered. All right. Or you can text or voicemail me at 562-335-4956. I do not answer the phone unless I know who's calling and we have scheduled an appointment. But I will respond to your text or call within the same day. I love you guys and have a great day. Bye-bye.